Welcome to another episode of Open Science Radio. This is Konrad Förstner. We have the episode 140. Today it's 15th of February 2019. Today I have some special guests with me and we have a special topic. At first I would like to welcome Karina Haupt. Hi Karina.
Hi.
And Stefan Druskat.
Hi. Hi Stefan. Hi, how are
you? Okay. So we have a special topic today, which is the DERSE Conference 2019. And before we dive into that topic, I would suggest we maybe first have a look who I'm talking today to. Karina, maybe you could introduce yourself a little bit shortly.
Yeah, hi. As you already mentioned, my name is Karina Haupt. I work for the German Aerospace Center. And I'm the conference chair of DERSE 19. Together with Stefan Janosch, who's not here. And in my work, I support scientists who develop better software and more sustainable software. And this is why I'm interested in the topic and joined the DERSE community and especially helping running the DERSE conference, since running conference is kind of a hobby of myself.
Okay, great. Thank you. Stefan, what about you?
So I'm a research software engineer, and I have done this for the last 10 years without knowing about the research software engineering term. I mainly work in linguistics and the digital humanities, currently employed at Humboldt Universität zu Berlin and the University of Vienna. And I'll start my PhD in software engineering at the German Aerospace Center very soon. I am the program chair of the DERSE 19 conference together with Frank Löffler, also from University of Vienna, and I take care of sponsoring and PR stuff as well. And I am the deputy secretary of the recently founded DERSE Society for Research Software.
Great. Okay, I think we stumbled across some terms that might need some explanation before we really come to the core of today's episode. So what is actually a research software engineer, Karina? What is that?
A research software engineer is a software engineer who works in research, so it's kind of what the name says. But it's in a lot of research organizations, you have like this one guy where you go to when it's about developing software. He or she is like the one who pushes for proper software development, who trains people, who supports the scientists developing the software they need and doing this in a proper, sustainable way. And this is exactly what an RSE is. The term itself comes from the UK. And is not really well known in Germany yet, but we try to get this out there that people understand that these kind of people exist and that we now have a term for them.
Mm-hmm. Stefan, would you like to add anything?
To add to what Karina's just said, I think it's important to say that although you might be called a research software engineer, you don't have to have a degree in software engineering or have a PhD or, you know, be a postgrad. You can be a student assistant and still, if you have the necessary skills to develop or maintain or manage research software sustainably and properly, so to speak, then I think you can call yourself an RSE. And I think the openness of that community in that term is also a very important aspect of the history of the RSE movement and what we are trying to achieve in Germany as well.
Mm-hmm. And what we kind of see is that in kind of all fields, we have these kind of people, right? I mean, you coming from, say, the linguistics, Stefan, and Karina, you're coming more from kind of an engineering perspective, aerospace perspective. I myself, you know, I'm a bioinformatician, so from life sciences and doing things like this there. So it's interesting that these kind of different communities have all kind of a requirement in this direction, right? And this is found now, meanwhile, everywhere.
Exactly. So from origin, I'm a computer scientist, but in DLR, we have like all kinds of people, from engineers to people working in medicine or all the different fields, geologists, and everywhere are RSEs. They often just don't know that they are RSEs.
And the funny thing is that, the funny thing is that we're all facing the same problems. We might work on different data sets or different data types, but we all deal with kind of non-reproducible research results because we can't get our software to work, etc. So it really is a kind of interdisciplinary field, and it's one of the interesting aspects of RSE is that we can talk to each other independently of where we're based in terms of a scientific or research discipline.
Right. And this is, I mean, the thing is that now this kind of community forms. Do you have a feeling for the history? I personally don't, although I'm somehow connected to this. I don't have a good feeling when, or a good knowledge when this kind of started. Can you fill the gap, or is it also kind of this fuzziness for you? Or when do you feel or think it started?
So if I remember correctly, the term's been coined in 2012 in the UK during a workshop. And I think it was Simon Hetherington who might have said the words out loud for the first time. And the first conference of research software engineers happened in 2016, co-locating with the WISPI workshop on research software sustainability. And I think this is really this is the starting point. So after the first conference in 2016 in Manchester, I think it was, the whole thing kicked off, and RSE movements and RSE associations and groups have kind of popped up in different places around Europe and in the US and hopefully all over the world now. So it's really a growing movement, and we're at an interesting point in time where for the first time we'll have two RSE conferences in two different locations in the same year. So it's going to be interesting to see what the local kind of specialties are, what kind of local surroundings are kind of going into the conference as well, and what people will talk about.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, also we see a strong growth, especially in Germany. Maybe I should also mention, we once talked here at Open Science Radio with Stefan Janosch, who was also mentioned before today in episode 91. This was in German, where it's also, where the focus was about a kind of a poll, a survey, because this is what we also see, that this community is not even knowing itself so well, right? Maybe you can elaborate this a little bit, Karina or Stefan?
So as we mentioned before, it's that most people don't know that there are RSEs. And for me, this also happened when I went to my first RSE conference in the UK, which was the second one. There was a nice keynote where it was explained what it means to be an RSE. And a lot of people in the audience had this, oh my God, I'm an RSE. Now I finally know what I am moment. And that was something really important for myself and a lot of people. And this survey, which you mentioned, is also about finding out, are there RSEs, what are they doing? And it's done several times, I think. And as news version was just finalized and the results are published. And there's about, I think, over 300 participants from Germany, from a total a bit over 1,000 participants, so about a third. And the survey, I think, is for a lot of people also, they get it sent because they ask for people who develop software somewhere in there as a researcher, and then they can figure out, okay, I'm part of this group, and we can get a better understanding what this group is about, what are these people doing, which program languages are they using, what are they developing the software for themselves or for others. So it's a lot of questions like this. And to get a better overview and a better understanding of the community which is forming currently. And it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe speaking for the German community, we saw also a lot of development now after this kind of getting a feeling for the community that, now also kind of official structures are formed. Maybe, Stefan, maybe you can mention quickly what I mean with this.
Yeah, so when me and Stefan Janosch and Martin Hamitz and Frank Leflav met for the first time or spoke for the first time, and we thought it really important to kind of bootstrap the community and get something official started. We did it a lot differently to the UK because there has been a lot of kind of grassroots work and kind of bottom-up movement work in the UK, whereas in Germany, we basically took the idea of having an RSE association, something formal, and started with that. And also we had this idea about an RSE conference in Germany, pretty much from day one, I think. So this is one of the most obvious outcomes that we wanted to achieve. So we do have a completely different history in terms of how we set up the movement, but I'm really happy to see that people start flogging towards the association and towards the conference and the online communities, the mailing list and the Slack channel, etc. So hopefully we won't have any disadvantages by just kind of trying to bootstrap what has been done in the UK over a couple of years.
It's a very German thing to start a foundation or something, association, right? But that's how we do
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah. Anything to add, Carolina?
Building such an association is really important in Germany, because if you want to run a conference, it really helps to have a legal body behind. So it kind of is natural that you need to do this, but it's also being member of something official gives it a completely different weight when you do this in your work time or just to associate with it. It's not just a loose community, it's something official. And I think this is important in the German culture to have something like that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely good to have to have a formal thing. And we had 20 founding members at the association meeting in Berlin, which is something that I'm quite happy about, because it takes something to get a number of people into one room and achieve something. And I think we've done a good thing there, and hopefully it'll grow from here. And because we have some visibility, I think that people will find it easier to kind of attach themselves to what we're doing.
Yeah, having such a association has a lot of implications in a positive perspective. So I think this was a great decision to do that, which brings us to the core of our call today, because this enables you, for example, to organize a conference in an easier way, for example. I mean, at least in future, we hope that this continues, but maybe let's directly talk now about this. So what is the deal now? So now we have a community, now we have an association. So how can we bring people together?
Yeah, the important thing is to bring people face to face together. We already have calls, we already have a mailing list, we have a Slack where people can discuss. But there's nothing more important than going really face to face to give people the opportunity to present their work and discuss the problems they have. And that's why we decided to have this conference, because we think it's really important if you want to have a community to bring them together. And we are really happy that it will be, as an organizer, you would say really soon, because it's from the 4th till 6th of June 2019. So still some months to go, but not a lot. And we're happy to bring the people together there. And it will be located in Potsdam. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the exact location being the Albert Einstein Science Park. And I have to agree that I think community building really is essential for this very first conference in Germany. And that's also one of the reasons why we have tried to kind of not build large obstacles to participate. So basically what people have to do is hand in an abstract of 750 characters, I repeat, characters, not words. Because we wanted everyone to be able to kind of submit something and contribute to the conference, because we think it's more important to, for the moment at least, to have the maximum diversity of people represented at the conference and being able to participate at the conference than kind of starting off with a kind of highbrow scientific conference format. But we're really happy also that the Gesellschaft für Informatik, which is the largest society for computer science in Germany, supports us. So they're basically the main official organizer. And I think it's really important that we have the support from day one from such an important organization in Germany as well. And one of the great things is that the UK RSE Association endowed travel grants for people from the UK coming to the conference as well, so that there is from day one also an international kind of exchange because we definitely see ourselves in the tradition of the UK RSE Association also as part of a larger international network of RSE groups.
What would be the audience? I mean, we talked a little bit about RSEs before, but maybe we can elaborate a little bit. Who do you expect to be there?
We hope that kind of everybody who feels that he belongs there would show up. So from typical RSEs who perhaps even have a computer science background to scientific developers who are interested to do it in a more proper way, or just even if they are not like perfectly skilled yet but are on the way and want to get there, to people who decide who gets the money, so from funding agencies, so or people who are interested in community building, in general increasing the quality, perhaps even if they are not participating in the development itself, but often they are on a higher level but interested that there exists more and better research software. So we are really open there because we want everybody who has an interest to improve the world of software development and research to come and feel welcome and to attend.
Absolutely. I think one of the things to stress is that it's important to have funding bodies and funding agencies in the fold as well. Just because we do have local characteristics of the research software and general research landscape in Germany, and they are different to what's happening in the UK and to what's happening in the Netherlands, for example. So to be able to build a common ground and a common understanding of what we're trying to achieve for research software in Germany is really important. And also just again to stress that everybody from students, postgrads, postdocs, up to professors and kind of research software managers or people from industry as well are welcome to attend and to participate. And we'd like to build a complete picture of the research software landscape in Germany and so be able to learn a lot from every kind of aspect of the community.
Maybe we should also go to the point you mentioned already that people can hand in abstracts or can participate. So I guess this is also important that it's not only a meeting, but it has a kind of a structure. Maybe we can elaborate this a little bit. So how can people participate exactly?
Well, the best thing to do is to go to the DERSE website, which is located at de-rse.org. And there you can find a link to the conference website with the conference homepage and click yourself through to the call for contributions. It's not a call for papers, a call for contributions because we offer different formats such as talks, long or short talks, posters, workshops. You can run your own splinter meetings, a kind of specialized special interest group meetings, or a birds of a feather, a kind of more informal event as well. And what we simply ask you is to submit a very, very short abstract, like I said, 750 characters, and give us some more information what you think will be important and interesting to the community. And that's pretty much it. So the conference will run from a Tuesday kind of noon until a Thursday noon. And there's time before and after that to kind of meet informally. We're going to have a dinner as well and some social events around the conference, so you can kind of talk to people in a more relaxed atmosphere. And we're looking forward to hearing from basically everyone out there who has a stake in research software.
Exactly. So we don't have defined tracks or something like scientific conferences. So we are more like a community conference, like, you know, from the open source world. So we offer a lot of different formats, like Stefan already mentioned, but also we don't give a lot of tracks or input regarding what we are looking for. We say everything which you think could be interesting of other people of the research community, you should hand in, because we want to give a broad view what everything belongs to that. And so we are encouraging everybody, if you have something which could be interesting for other researchers, which has something to do with software, come and hand it in. We are happy for every contribution, and we hope to will be able to provide a broad, nice program for everybody.
And also you can hand in and kind of submit your contribution proposal in English or German, and then also present it in English or German. And we'll try our very best to kind of make sure that everybody will be able to enjoy a whole conference in one language or the other or both or a mixture of both, which is going to be challenging, but we'll get there eventually.
Yeah, I think the hurdles are really low, basically, to participate. And I think the team is the organizing team is rather experienced in this, which you also see in things where basically everything is covered, starting from, you know, code of conduct in order to really make people feel comfortable there, to, yeah, everything around that. So I think people can really look forward to a warm, community-driven event where he or she can contribute in many different ways and mainly connect to this rather young and fresh community. I mean, historically, these people are around before, but I think this self-awareness that comes now is also then, yeah, maybe even better found and can be really lived there at this event. So I guess this is really nice. Should we maybe talk also a little bit about the background organization, how this is done? Should we do this? What do you think about that?
Sure, we can. For me, it's been really interesting to see how the organization team has grown and is very diverse. So we have people from kind of all walks of the research software community, computer scientists, professors, myself, I'm a kind of postgrad, I suppose. We have people from the humanities, people from engineering and science, kind of marine ecology, etc. I think we're a team of around 20 people, and we've learned a lot from the UK organizing team, who've been really helpful in kind of setting us up and giving us hints what we should look out for, kind of challenges along the way. And I think we found a good process to organize a conference. And for me personally, it's been really interesting, and I've learned a lot about kind of how to organize conferences and things to take care of.
Yeah, I mean, I've already run a lot of different conferences, but the nice thing about this community is how motivated everybody is. Everybody putting is a lot of work, everybody's trying to learn and to get into all the things which you have to do to run a conference, because it's much more than you would expect on a first glance. And we have really great people, and they bring in a lot of nice ideas, and it's really fun and enjoyable to do all of this. Even like annoying tasks like finance is taken care of, and everybody's really eager to get a conference where everybody feels welcome.
And it's all voluntary work as well, so we're all very busy, obviously, in our daily lives, but still try to find the time to make this the best possible event.
Right. And perhaps one small thing we can mention here is that soonish we will start our call for volunteers, because while we can run the conference or organize the conference with our team, we can't run it just the 20 people of us. We will need a lot of help on the conference, and we hope that the community will not only participate but become the conference by volunteering and helping out. So for everybody who wants to get engaged somehow, soon there will be the chance, and we will be more than happy.
Yeah, maybe a small disclaimer from my side. I'm also involved, not as much as you guys are, but I also enjoy this a lot, and being already kind of now connected to this. And I'm pretty sure this being a volunteer here is actually a great community or a great opportunity to meet the community and connect even stronger than only in these 2 days that you would do maybe in just as a participant, but really as a part of this, who's driving this. From my experience, this is really the way to run this and really make it a great event. And it's basically in your hands, right? You can make it, and you should make it a great event. What we, I think, missed so far is to mention that there is a deadline for the call for participation. I should mention this quickly.
This is a very important date. Yeah. It's 28th, the last day of February 2019. 23:59:59 CET.
So you still have time if you think, okay, this would be something for me. And as said, the format is rather broad, and you, I'm pretty sure most of the listeners here that are involved in research software will have something that would be of interest of others. It's sometimes amazing what kind of similar problems, you mentioned this before, that similar problems occur in rather different fields, and it's good to see what others do to tackle their issues. Karina, what would be your wish for the conference?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know.
I hope that there will be a lot of people from different fields, that more people will have the same moment like I had at RSE UK. This, I am an RSE, at least in some part and in some way, and here's a lot of people. There's this whole community which is already there, which I can join and which can help me in a lot of different ways, and just getting a better understanding of what I'm trying to do, and that there's people who fight the same fight that I do. Because this was really an important moment for myself and my work life.
Stefan, what's about you?
I think that what I really want to do with the conference, what I really want to see at the conference, is for it to spark enthusiasm for the field and for the community, so that people will be happy to contribute something to the community. Perhaps organize the next conference, help to organize the next conference, become an active member of the association. I think that's so I can retire next year pretty much. That's really one of the things I really want to see, is that community interest and an active interest in the RSE movement in Germany.
Great. Have we forgotten anything? Should we cover something?
Well, in terms of the association, we're making progress. So we'll hopefully be able to offer membership very soon. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a logo, which is nice looking. It's been created by a member of the community, Daniel Beiter. We're going to use that for the conference as well. So you'll see it around a lot over the next few weeks, months, and years, hopefully. And stay in the loop, find information, and connect with us in some of the ways we offer the mailing list, the Slack, the conference, the association.
Exactly. To sign up to all of these things, you can find the information on our website. Also, we will put soon up posters and flyers there, which you can download. And it would be great if people would like just print them out and put them up wherever they think people who would be interested to attend the conference could see them. And if somebody who's listening in does know a company who would like to sponsor us, we would be happy. We still search for people who can support us, because we want to make this event, this conference, as accessible for everybody as possible. And this means to make it also as cheap as possible. And for this, we obviously need support in a financial way. So,
sure.
Yeah. A little bit of advertisement at the end.
It was actually my job you were doing there. So I think one of the things we really need sponsors to do is to give us money to create travel grants for people, so that even people that don't usually go to conferences or don't have the funding to go to conferences can come and present their work and present their ideas about resource software. And while you're printing the poster or the flyer and putting them up, that's about the same time it takes to write an abstract for the conference. So might just do it at the same time.
Great. Okay, so I guess we're kind of done. So I guess this episode is a warm invitation to everybody joining that great event and that community. So I'm pretty sure we'll have a lot of fun there. So thank you guys for your time and explaining what all this is about. And I would say bye to everybody and hope to see you at the conference.
Bye.
Bye, and thanks, Condor.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.